Welcome to the New to Cooking Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we create a safe place to go. I have no idea what I'm doing in the kitchen, and realize that when you try something new in the kitchen, you're either going to get a really great meal or a really good story. Today, we're going to get our smoke on. As I record this, it's November in Ohio. On one hand, we're having really weird weather. It was actually almost 80 degrees yesterday. And by, I don't know, 3 or 4 days from now, it'll be down in the 30s and 40s. So outdoor grilling is, for me, pretty much off the table. It's not going to happen unless I'm out there with my winter coat. So I was looking for ways to get my food to kind of taste like it was on the grill, even though I know, look, if it's not on the grill, it's not going to taste like it's on the grill. There's a whole separate thing for that. I get that. I always say you're either going to get, you know, great food or a great story. And I got sucked into an infomercial on the PowerXL smokeless grill, right? And obviously, these things are not going to taste like a grill because you don't have the smoke, basically. But it's supposed to kind of have that smoky taste. And so I went out to Amazon and was looking at smokeless grills and actually found one from Hamilton Beach. Well, Hamilton Beach is a pretty good brand, and it had a lid on it, you know, indoor grill. But here's the key point here. Make sure if you're looking at a smokeless grill, the word smokeless is in the description, because otherwise you just have an indoor grill. And yeah, you get all the smoke. And even though this has a lid on it, and at first you're like, oh, this is kind of cool. When you open up the lid, you know, and the next thing I know, I have to open up the window so I don't set off the smoke alarm. So, and because for me, I'm cooking massive amounts of chicken thighs. So they are not cheap. And I think, and the Hamilton Beach one was like $60. And I did that because I didn't want to spend $110 on the PowerXL. Now, I have a PowerXL pressure cooker that I still use, along with my Instapot, which is kind of overkill. But I saw this. I've seen a lot of video reviews on this, and everybody seems to love it because it has a glass cover, which is kind of cool. The heating element and the grill are separate, so you can actually put them into the dishwasher. And it actually comes with a griddle. So if you want to make some pancakes, you could do that as well. Now, it's not cheap. It's, as I'm looking at Amazon right now, it's $110. So this might be something you want to keep your eye on for, you know, a Black Friday kind of thing. But that was my first lesson. If you're trying to do grilling inside, A, realize it's not going to taste like a grill. And B, if you want a smokeless grill, make sure it says smokeless. And somehow, I don't know how they do this or what it does, but you end up dumping a little bit of water into a thing that goes under the grill, and then there's a fan that somehow is filtering the smoke out. I've seen a bunch of different YouTube ones, and even without the lid on it, there's no smoke. So that is pretty cool. Now, how do I get my food to taste smoky when there is no smoke? Well, I'm going to answer that question in just a second. newtocookingshow.com/Tavola is the website you want to go to. I'm talking about the Tavola Smart Oven. I have one, and it's great. There's no more preheating, so it's going to speed things up. You scan a grocery's barcode, and it cooks the food perfectly. So that Pop-Tart, that Gino's pizza roll, whatever you're doing, and you can also order their food, and the food can be as inexpensive as $11.99 a meal. Now, the last time I went to Chipotle, it was basically $11. And there's no driving, there's no shopping, and it's great tasting food. The beauty of this is you can get $100 off the oven right now by going to newtocookingshow.com/Tavola. That's T-O-V-A-L-A. And you have 100 days to try it out. If you don't like it, you can return it for free. It's amazing. There are multiple cooking modes. You can actually steam things, broil it, all sorts of things. Baking, it's all there. Preheating, and there's a smart app. You can tie it into your Wi-Fi. It's amazing. Check out the video and save $100 by going to newtocookingshow.com/Tavola. I found something that my brother told me about, And I was like, what? And it's kind of voodoo in a way, because you're like, wait, how? Wait, what is this? Whoa, hold on. And what I'm talking about is, I guess it's a seasoning, and it's called liquid smoke. If you've never tried this, it's quite yummy. Now, the one that I'm using is from a company called, I guess it's Colgin, C-O-L-G-I-N. And you can get a two-pack of, and it comes in different flavors. There's like hickory, there's mesquite, things of that nature. In fact, the two-pack has both, mesquite and natural hickory. And if you want, there's a bunch, at least on Amazon, a bunch. You can get a four box for $11. And the one that I thought was, so I put some on a chicken. That was really cool. And again, does this taste like a grill? No, but it did taste quite yummy. And all I did was I would just dab a little on it while it was cooking. I'd flip the chicken, put a little more on the other side. It was kind of baked into the skin, and it was yummy. Now, the one that I, in fact, I'm going to do this tonight, and it's actually fairly inexpensive, is I bought a big bag of, I think it's tilapia fillet. So it's fish. And it's fish is one of those weird things where the goal of cooking the fish is to make sure it doesn't taste like fish. Like, it's not too fishy. Like, that's a bad thing. And I've always heard about smoked salmon and smoked bass. And I was like, never heard of any kind of smoked fish. So in this case, I threw the, it's just a frozen fillet from, I think it was Walmart. And they're also, in theory, supposed to be healthy for you. There's good fats in them. And I threw it on a George Foreman grill that I had laying around, because it's the George Foreman grill heats up a little quicker than my Hamilton Beach indoor grill. And I wasn't cooking mammoth amounts of chicken. I was cooking two fillets. So it was quicker, more efficient. And I did the same thing. As they were cooking, I would just pour a little of this liquid smoke on, flip it over, pour a little more on there. And I got to tell you, it was, number one, this was a flavor I'd never had before. This is kind of a stupid statement. I took two things that I've never eaten together and put them together. And what do you know? I ended up with something that I have never tasted before. And it was quite yummy. Again, you kind of end up taking the fish taste out of it. And I don't really mind the fish taste, but if you want to experiment and you like kind of smoky foods, and by smoky, I don't mean hot. I'm not talking like, ow, I burned my tongue kind of stuff. Not that kind of smoky hot. I'm talking about the fact that it's just that smoky flavor. And it's fairly inexpensive. Like I said, if you go for the two pack, it kind of depends on what you're looking for, because there's a 4 ounce pack. There's, you know, all sorts of, let me see here. Let me pull this up. Yeah. $5.70 for a two pack. So, and it's weird because I have seen this locally in my grocery stores until I wanted it, because I've seen it before. I used to work in a grocery store. And so I went to buy it locally. I couldn't. So God bless Amazon. It actually, as I pull it up here now, is Amazon's choice, which is, by the way, why I bought the Hamilton Beach grill. And like I said, it's not a bad grill. It's just not smokeless. And when I went back and looked, I'm like, yep, it doesn't say smokeless on the box. Hence, it's not a smokeless grill. But if you want to get your smoke on, try Colgin Gourmet. It says here in the description, Gourmet Liquid Smoke. The two pack, you get natural mesquite and natural hickory flavors. New to cookingshow.com/subscribe is where you can subscribe for free and never miss an episode. So as I learn more things or burn more food, I'll be updating you on that. And that again, newcookingshow.com/subscribe. Thanks so much for listening. Tell a friend. And oh yeah, I think you left a burner on.